Monica, first, give us the background on the verdict that came yesterday.
Right. So Senator Libous was the second highest ranking Republican in the state Senate. Yesterday, he was found guilty of lying to the FBI back in 2010 about using his position to get his son a job at a law firm. Listeners might remember he was indicted about this time last year. The trial started this month and really lasted just over a week. And now with the guilty verdict, he's lost his Senate seat and faces up to 5 years in prison.
You talked with residents and local officials today. Let's start with the officials. How did they react?
Well, with disappointment and surprise. Hmm. I talked with Broome County Executive Debbie Preston, Chairman of the Broome County Legislature Jerry Marinich, and to Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, all Republicans. Chairman Marinich and Executive Preston said they thought it was really sad because Libous had a lot of clout in Albany and used that to support the Southern Tier. Marinich said Libous was key in getting the pharmacy school put at Binghamton University and that politically this is a big loss for the region.
It's going to be some uncharted waters that we're going to have to navigate. And as we go through this, we're going to have to make sure that we have a good plan and move forward. We've always relented on before Senator Libous. It was Senator Anderson who was there for many years and did great for the area. Senator Libous has done great for the area.
And what about Assemblyman Cliff Crouch?
Right. His district covers the eastern part of Broome County. Crouch talked about how Libous worked with former Governor Pataki to get state jobs placed in Binghamton and Endicott. And along with that, Crouch is concerned for the future. He says the next senator will be a freshman and won't have the same sway at the negotiating table.
You also talked with several residents. What are people saying?
Well, one resident I talked to stuck by Libous and said he should absolutely not have been convicted. He still holds out hope they can reverse the verdict and Libous will still keep a seat. That being said, for the most part, people were pretty frustrated. One woman, her name is Patricia Jayashree, she was adamant that Libous should have to serve prison time, and several people talked about endemic corruption in Albany. And to me, I think they're all getting at this larger issue of trust and sort of feeling betrayed by Libous. I met this man, Charles Coleman, sitting on a bench in downtown Binghamton, and he touches on that.
Libous, I believe he threw the people under the bus for security of one person, understanding that it's your son. But at what point we believed in you. We were under your care for years. What other lies have you told?
And even looking to the future, he brought up the question, how am I supposed to trust the person who replaces him?
Speaking of which, the race is already on, it seems.
Yes. One person put her name in, Barb Fiala. She's a Democrat and was actually the Broome County executive up until 2011 when Governor Cuomo asked her to head the state DMV. She's since left that position, and Fiala told Gannett newspapers she'd announce her candidacy officially next week. And Governor Cuomo has already endorsed her. On the Republican side, Broome County Executive Debbie Preston didn't totally rule out the possibility when I asked her, and Assemblyman Cliff Crouch said his name has been tossed around, but he wouldn't say one way or the other.
Okay. One thing I'll throw in is that it's up to Governor Cuomo to call an early election. If he doesn't, local party leaders pick their nominees, and then voters decide on Election Day, November 3rd.
Yeah, Assemblyman Crouch was telling me that a special election would be pretty expensive for towns to have to pay poll workers.
Monica, thanks.
Thank you, Brett.